This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Despite multiple murder convictions related to the work of Philadelphia abortionist Kermit Gosnell, a large number of Americans still have no idea who Gosnell is and what he did. An effort has been launched to use crowdsource funding to create a made-for-TV movie to change that. A piece at lifenews.com promoting such funding quotes from the same grand jury report that indicted Kermit Gosnell.
We think the reason no one acted is because the women in question were poor and of color, because the victims were infants without identities, and because the subject was the political football of abortion.
British pro-life advocates are alarmed at a government report showing thousands of women have repeat abortions annually. Ministers are expected to promote more stringent requirements, promoting more contraception to avoid the expense of abortions. But pro-life advocates say that the Department of Health should stop promoting birth control policies, which, perhaps counterintuitively, actually lead to sexual abuse, the undermining of marriage, and more abortion. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. The giant Houston Planned Parenthood business tried to hide a botched abortion from the public record in a recent call to 911 operators. They used code words for abortion and bleeding and severe blood loss, but only confused operators and delayed emergency care, but once again showed that abortion is dangerous for women. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.